From KTOO, I'm Katie Anastas with a look at local and statewide news. An Alaska Airlines plane featuring art by Crystal Whirl landed in Juneau this morning. The design features Alaska Native art, language, and culture. Gasps and cheers filled a room at the Juneau airport when Hut Kwani landed.
So please keep your eyes outside. There it is!
Oh, there it is! Yeah. Yeah.
The plane's name means salmon people. Its blue, white, and pink design depicts salmon in Northwest Coast formline. Juneau dance group Yiskuu was there to celebrate the inaugural flight. Group leader Nancy Barnes says she's been pacing back and forth all morning.
I've known Crystal since she was a tiny little girl. Just so proud of her.
Yiskuu performed a song called Admiration as Whirl walked into the room. Whirl was on the plane for its flight from Anchorage.
Saw our Tlingit language on the plane and heard everyone on the plane say Hut Kwani. So I just feel immensely proud. There's no English words for how I feel.
In a speech to those gathered to celebrate, she said restoring salmon runs in the Yukon and Kuskokwim rivers would require both traditional and modern techniques. It's an approach she uses in her art.
We won't be able to harvest again until the numbers get better. And the younger generations are not able to learn these fishing and preserving skills that have survived for generations. We must make change in our actions and thinking about the environment.
University of Alaska Southeast language professor Hune Lance Twitchell helped Whirl decide on the name. He walked attendees through the pronunciation.
Hut Kwani.
Hut Kwani.
Hut Kwani.
Hut Kwani.
I turned in all my grades on Wednesday, but I'll adjust them. Y'all get A's.
According to Alaska Airlines, this is the first time they featured a language besides English on the main door of an aircraft. Whirl's grandmother, Sea Alaska President Rosita Whirl, alluded to cultural loss in her remarks.
I want to thank Alaska Airlines for bringing our language that previous generations had tried to suppress.
Hut Kwani is the same plane that Alaskans long knew as Salmon 30 Salmon. Marilyn Romano, Alaska Airlines Regional Vice President for Alaska, says the process began when it was time to repaint it.
Knowing it had to be repainted, that's when we had the opportunity to pause and really think about what could we do different.
Romano was familiar with Whirl's murals in Anchorage and Juneau and the design shop Whirl shares with her brother. When the airline decided they wanted a new design, Romano says she knew just who to call. Hut Kwani continued onto Sitka, Ketchikan, and Seattle on Friday. The plane will fly throughout the Alaska Airlines network. The Alaska House of Representatives passed a bill yesterday that would increase penalties for people who distribute fentanyl and other drugs. Overdose deaths related to fentanyl, a super powerful synthetic opioid, have surged in Alaska in recent years. According to the State Health Department, 145 people died of fentanyl overdoses in 2021. That's a more than 400% increase in 4 years. Some legislators, including Fairbanks Republican Representative Will Stopp, spoke passionately about the need to increase penalties for drug dealers.
If individuals come in our state and they want to distribute a substance as deadly as fentanyl, and somebody dies, prison is where they deserve to be.
The bill approved by the House was initially introduced by Governor Mike Dunleavy's administration. It would make distributing fentanyl and other opioids, as well as methamphetamine, a second-degree murder charge if it results in someone dying of an overdose. That means the maximum prison sentence would be 99 years. The bill also increases the penalties for people who distribute certain drugs to teenagers and to mentally incapacitated people. Some legislators argued the bill was too broad, since the penalties for distribution would also apply to drugs other than fentanyl, such as oxycodone. Representative Jennifer Armstrong, an Anchorage Democrat, said there's no evidence that stricter jail sentences reduce overdoses.
Drug-induced homicide prosecutions have significant unintended consequences by deterring people from calling 911 when they witness an overdose for fear of being found in some way complicit.
The bill ultimately passed by a 35-5 vote, with most Republicans and some Democrats voting in favor of the bill. It now goes to the Senate with just 5 days left in the legislative session. The federal government has agreed to buy almost $120 million in Alaska sockeye and groundfish products. It's a win for the state's marketing branch, which had some help from Alaska's congressional delegation. And as KDLG's Izzy Ross reports, people in the industry say it's a good news just ahead of the next fishing season.
Bristol Bay fishermen harvested a record-breaking 60 million sockeye last summer. That flooded the market with a surplus of salmon. And last week, the U.S. Department of Agriculture agreed to help with that glut by purchasing almost $120 million of canned and filleted sockeye and groundfish. But that's not going to clear out the storehouses and shelves.
As far as, you know, fixing the problem of such a, you know, a giant harvest from last year, it's not going to fix anything, but it's certainly going to help in a big way, in a really big way.
Bruce Schockler works with the Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute. He says they asked the USDA to buy Alaska seafood for their food assistance programs last fall when they knew there would be a surplus.
It kind of got stalled for whatever reason, so we asked the three members of our congressional delegation to provide some encouragement to hurry this along, and that was clearly successful.
Alaska's congressional delegation submitted a joint letter to the USDA at the end of March, asking the department to commit to buying millions of pounds of sockeye and pollock. That pressure helped cut through the competition, Schockler says, since there's only so many federal dollars to go around.
The folks up in the Northeast Atlantic, they want to sell fish, and they do. And the catfish guys and the Gulf shrimp guys and the West Coast groundfish people. And then you're also competing with those same dollars with walnuts, pistachios, and fruits and vegetables.
It took 8 months for the USDA to agree to make the purchase, and Schockler doesn't know how long it will take to actually distribute the fish.
There's a lot of things that need to happen now. They got to decide where they're going to ship it, how much they're going to ship, when they're going to ship. Is it going to be to Omaha in October? Is it going to be Los Angeles in June?
Still, he says the timing of the announcement is encouraging.
This next week, they're going to start harvesting sockeye in the Copper River. So we have fresh 2023 sockeye on the market here in about 5 days. So this is going to provide some relief. It's going to move some product.
That just in time for the summer fishing season. In Dillingham, I'm Izzy Ross.
The Alaska legislature passed a bill today officially establishing the month of October as Filipino American History Month in state statute. Anchorage Democratic Representative Genevieve Mina introduced the bill. She's Alaska's second-ever Filipino legislator, elected last fall.
The overwhelming support that we've seen for this bill is just a testament to how, not ubiquitous, but just how present Filipinos are in all of our different communities.
The bill had widespread support with 43 sponsors. Anchorage Senator L.V. Gray Jackson brought the bill to the Senate floor on Friday.
From seasonal migrant Canada workers to healthcare workers and political leaders, Filipino Americans are part of the fabric of Alaska's diverse history. Unfortunately, the history of the Filipino community is not often told, which results in the erasure of both the history of this community and the people themselves.
In 2019, two bills establishing February as Black History Month and November as Alaska Native Heritage Month were signed into law. Senator Jackson says she sees HB 23 as an addition to these efforts to recognize the diverse cultures of Alaska in state statute. The bill passed the Senate in a 19-0 vote. The bill now goes to Governor Mike Dunleavy to be signed into law.